Welcome to our second game coverage here, a doubleheader coverage on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Theory for our second game. If you didn't catch the first game, final score, Sandusky Wolves winning 42-25 over the Reese Rockets in the district semifinals of Division III, District 95 at Vassar High School. As we get ready here for the second game of coverage, the Brown City Green Devil girls basketball team up against the Carroll Tigers. We'll talk about these two teams and what they did against each other earlier in the season. They have faced off against each other, and also kind of look what their schedule has, what it contained as well, as quick as we can here, folks. Sometimes you just don't have much time to get all these spots in quickly enough as you'd like with our post-game pre-games when you have doubleheaders and things are so tight. We'll come back with that. Come your way here on 92.5 WBGB and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. And by the way, a reminder on both these games, the broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Sand Lake Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Sand Lake Broadcasting. You have my permission. Now you got to get the MHSAA's permission. Between these two teams, the Brown City Green Devils finished the regular season at 11-11, 500 mark. Brown City 6-6 overall. That was fourth place in the Greater Thumb East League. Sandusky Wolves were the Greater Thumb East League champions. In the Greater Thumb West, Bad Axe Hatchets were the Greater Thumb West champions, 14-8 overall. And for the Carroll Tigers, they were in second place, tied with Cass City at 9-3 in league play, but finished with a 13-9 record overall. So they are going to be a tough team here for the Brown City Green Devils tonight in our district semifinal game at Vassar High School. We'll come back with more here on our pregame show on WBGV 92.5 FM. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Pregame show continues, and for our second game, in the first meeting between these two teams, the Carroll Tigers won their earlier cross-conference meeting back on December 12, 46-37 over the Brown City Green Devils. Green Devils outscored the Tigers 37-32 in the first, third, and fourth quarters, but then a big 14-0 run by the Carroll Tigers in the second quarter did doom the Brown City Green Devils. The Tigers led 26-5 at the half before the Green Devils went on a 14-9 run in the third, closing out the game with an 18-11 run in the fourth quarter. Harley Leisure scored all of her team-high 15 points in the last two quarters while grabbing a team-high 11 rebounds. Olivia Parr added 8 points, Abby Stanley scoring 7. Alexa Long led Carroll of a game-high 25 points in the first meeting. And they're doing the national anthem for the second time here tonight for game two as we continue on here with the pregame coverage. As I left off, Alexa Long leading Carroll of a game-high 25 points in that game. In the first meeting, Olivia Parr, 8 points. Abby Stanley scoring 7 from Brown City. Harley Leisure with all of her 15 points in the last two quarters for Brown City Green Devils against the Carroll Tigers in their loss to them. So they get the starting lineups out here for the announcements for both teams. Look, Carroll started off with a win over Ubley, cross-conference 49-10, then a loss to Harbor Beach. Second place finishes in the Greater Thumb East 41-42, just a one-point loss. Bounce back with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight wins for Carroll Tigers over Brown City in the first meeting back in December, 46-37, a 55-25 win over Lakers, the overtime win over Reese, 42-40. And took on some competition against the BWAC. Almont, 39-22 win over USA, 37-29. Then the loss to Cass City, 34-38 for Carroll Tigers. After that loss, early January, Carroll Tigers rattled off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight wins over Reese, Vassar, Bad Axe, by the way, who are the Greater Thin West champions, along with Vassar and USA. Then they fell with some losses, a losing streak here for Carroll, losing to Cass City 44-50 and to North France 31-35. Bigger opponents with the competition, they lost to Millington girls 31-54. That was their third straight loss, and then two more losses to Bad Axe and Kingston, the top team in the Thumb, I believe, finally getting a win over Lakers, then lose again to Saginaw Heritage, a win over Memphis, and the last game of the regular season against a potential opponent in the districts. Can they win this game and get revenge in the district championship as they lost to Sandusky in the regular season game 32-46? As we come back and get ready for tip-off on WBGV. Starting off the first quarter, jump ball won by the Brown City Green Devils on offense, but taken away by the Carroll Tigers, number 21, Gwen Geiger, one of the starters here, and taken right back by the Brown City Green Devils, number 10, Harley Leisher. Leisher moving down to the floor to the right side, over to the right corner, number 3 looking at a 3, she bounced pass over to number 10, Harley Leisher. We have a jump ball here. So on the floor for Brown City to start off, number 3, Olivia Parr. Number 10, Harley Leisher. Number 15, Lee Hannah Bowers. Along with number 32, Asia Kenna. And number 40, Abby Stanley, your starters for Brown City. Your starters for Carroll, number 3, Chloe Malloy. Number 4, Brooklyn Osborne. Number 11, Alexa Long. Number 13, Kaylee Garza. And number 21, Gwen Geiger. And they have possession, Carroll Tigers, after the turnover by Brown City in the jump ball. Down the left lane, up for 2, no, tipped away, attempted by Quinn Geiger. Into the paint, right lane. Number 25, Normandy Geiger in the game as well for the Carroll Tigers. Number 3 pulls out. Looks like number 4, Brooklyn Osborne, got the start. Alexa Long for the Carroll Tigers. We have a whistle called. A turnover, apparently, by the Carroll Tigers. It'll be Brown City ball. Loose ball picked up and taken away by number 25, Normandy Geiger. But she loses the handle. She turns around to pass it to number 11 to the left corner, Alexa Longs, and it goes too far out of reach and goes out of bounds on Brown City's side of the floor. So it'll be Brown City Green Devil ball. 6:37 to go here. The start off, no point scores so far. Inbounds pass to the left corner. For Harley Leisher for Brown City, up for 3, number 32, slightly deflected, and misses that 3-point shot by Asia Kenna, and rebound, Carroll Tigers. Long shot for 2, swish, number 25. Normandy Geiger, Carroll opens up the scoring 2-0 at the 6:18 mark. Brown City with possession, they are moving from left to right on your radio dial. Number 10, Harley Leisher. Bounce pass up top to number 40, Abby Stanley. Into the left, low block. First point score to tie it up. Number 15, Leanna Bowers to tie it up. 6 minutes and plus to go in under to go, that is. Number 13, bounce pass, a long shot, 4-3. Put back a tip after the miss by Kaylee Garza, and Geiger makes it with a putback, number 25. And it's 4-2, Carroll with the lead. Bounce pass left side, up for 2. It does not go in for number 3, Olivia Parr. And fast break attempt, long looking for Garza, taken away in the middle of the paint by number 10. Harley Leisher for Brown City. Long shot for 3 from the left wing. No good by Parr, but she gets back her own rebound. Loose ball and has it at the high post. We have a jump ball. 5:05 to go here. It'll be Carroll Tigers ball with a jump ball in favor. Number four, Brooklyn Osborne, throw it in for the baseline into number 11, Alexa Long. With the dribble, Alexa Long. It is 4-2. Carroll Tigers with the lead in the first quarter. Swings it over to the left side to Kaylee Garza. Into number 21, Gwen Geiger. There's two Geigers on the floor from the high post. Long shot for two by number 25, Normandy Geiger. Put back attempt by number 13, the right side of the glass. Kaylee Garza misses that one. She'll go to the line for free throws. We'll be right back. Both free throws by Kaylee Garza good to make it 6-2. Carroll with the lead 6-2 after both free throws were made. Brown City misses a shot. Carroll gets the rebound, and Brown City will get it back after knocked out of bounds. And last touch by Carroll. Double dribble by Brown City now. And Carroll Tigers will get it back. Inbounds pass to number 11 for Carroll Tigers. Alexa Long, Jay Riley, in his eighth season as varsity head coach here, I believe, for the Carroll Tigers. Longtime coach Cindy Burton, stolen away by Brown City's number 15. Leanna Bowers, and a pass over to number four, Chloe Hayes, in the game here for Brown City, and it'll be a jump ball in favor, I do believe, for Brown City now. The first foul was on number 32, Asia Kenna, against Carroll, who got those free throws by Garza. 6-2 is your score. To the high post, right lane up for two, draws a foul. No, she got called for the travel. Number 10, Harley Leisher. And it'll be Carroll Tigers ball. So 3:55 to go here in the first quarter. Carroll Tigers with the lead by four. 6-2. Number 21, Gwen Geiger, up top to number 13 to the elbow. Take it away by Brown City for the steal. Number 32, Asia Kenna. Pass over to Kenna again to the right corner. Long shot for two. Hits the rim, no good by Leisher. But put back attempt and a long shot for two from the left side by number 15. Leanna Powers. And that one will be last touch, I believe, by the Carroll Tigers. We'll have a timeout called. However, it is 6-2, 3:29 to go. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. Coming out of the timeout, Brown City tries to take a shot. Number 10, Leisher, but she gets called for the offensive foul down the right low block. Apparently a little bit of a push-off, and Carroll Tigers will have possession. Two team fouls in the first quarter for Brown City, none for Carroll Tigers. Gwen Geiger driving in over to number 25 to Normandy. Geiger taken away by Harley Leisher of Brown City. 6-2 with 2:52 to go here in the first quarter. Pitching it into the left low block. We have a foul called, I believe, on the Brown City Green Devils. Fighting for possession, did a little bit of a push off there. Carroll Tigers ball, number 15, her first foul. That's Leanna Bowers for the Brown City Green Devils. 2:41 to go here in the first quarter. 6-2, Carroll Tigers a lead down the left lane. Number four loses a handle on the ball, but picked back up by the Tigers. Carroll Tigers still with it and trying to save the ball from going out of bounds. Smart play by number 25. Diving out of bounds in midair. Normandy Geiger throws it into a Brown City player, and it goes right back out. Last touch by Brown City, so it'll be Carroll Tigers' ball. Gwen Geiger, inbounds pass. Long shot for three on the inbounds for number four. Misses that one. Chloe Hayes. Actually Brooklyn Osborne with the long shot. And another long shot by Gwen Geiger from the right corner. And it'll be Brown City ball after the rebound. 2:16 to go. Brown City with possession. Bounce pass over to Olivia Parr. She goes for a shot, short right corner, and diving in for the block. Number 25, Normandy, invading with a block shot by Geiger against Parr. She had the Normandy invasion block there. 2:11 to go. Inbounds pass up top to Olivia Parr. 2:10 to go. It was 6-2 is your score. Carroll Tigers with the lead. Pitching it in, trying to post up a right low block. Leisher. Knocked out of bounds by Carroll Tigers, being feisty out there, clawing away and knocking that ball out of bounds. It'll still be Green Devils ball from the baseline, left side of the glass. 6-2. Carroll leads Brown City with 2 minutes to go. Inbounds pass down the left lane, up for two. Off balance. Loose ball picked up. We'll have another jump ball in favor of the Carroll Tigers. 1:58 to go, 6-2 here in the first quarter. Carroll Tigers with the 6-2 lead. Inbounds pass, number 11, Alexa Long. In the number four, Brooklyn Osborne with the dribble. Gets a pick set. She goes to the left side. Hands it off to Kaylee Garza. Garza with the high post for two. Hits in and out. Fighting for the rebound is number 10, Harley Leisher. And Leisher will get the benefit of the doubt. And she is fouled. It'll be Brown City ball. The first foul for Carroll. Now it's on number 21, Gwen Geiger, fighting for the rebound. Inbounds pass at number 40, Abby Stanley. Stanley from the left side of the floor, cross court to the right side. The number 15, Leanna Bowers. Bowers swings it over to Stanley, loses a handle on it. And Carroll Tigers kicks it off the leg of number 11, fighting for the ball. Let's along, will stay with Brown City, I believe. No, it'll say Carroll Tigers ball. And I thought the ball went off the leg of Carroll Tigers. The officials will call a timeout here. And for a player to tie their shoe, looks like it will be Carroll Tiger ball. Inbounds pass in the back court. Alexa Long crosses the timeline for Carroll Tigers, leading 6-2. Long shot for three. Hits the rim, no good, by number 13. Kaylee Garza, no good. And rebound, Brown City. 1:19 to go in the first quarter. 6-2. Bounce pass to the right corner to Olivia Parr. She tries to get a pass and reaching in with a steal. Carroll Tigers for layup. Number 13, Kaylee Garza. She doesn't make the shot, but she'll take the foul from Brown City, who commits the third team foul. She'll go to the free throw line.
Shooting two from the line, number 13.
Kaylee Garza made the last two for free throws to make it 6-2. Trying to get two more here. 2-2 for free throw shooting so far for Carroll. And first one up and no good. 6-2. Free throw no good by Garza. With 1:08 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw attempt for Garza. That one up and that one is good. 7-2. Garza with the free throw. A little bit of a pressure applied on the Brown City Green Devils by the Carroll Tigers. Leisher has it now, gets it to this side to Stanley, over to the right corner, back over to Stanley again, passing the ball around like a ping pong effect out here to the high post. Number 32 saves it from going out of bounds as Asia Kenna back over to Leisher. Leisher loses the ball and picks it right back up. Closely defended with a double team up top. To the right, low block to Bowers. She can't handle it, but Stanley will save it. Tries to get to number 24. Elena Solman, and stealing it away is Carroll Tigers on that pass with 30 seconds to go here. It's 7-2 with their lead. Carroll leading Brown City. Down to 25 seconds and counting to the right corner. Normandy Geiger goes and drives to the basket from the right low block. 9-2, Normandy Geiger with 15 seconds to go here to take the lead 9-2 against Brown City. And a whistle is called and it'll be a stoppage. Will it be a foul or a jump ball? It'll be a foul on Brown City, apparently. It's a long delay. And it will be 7.7 seconds to go here. It'll be the fifth foul now for Brown City. And automatically, they're going for free throws. Brooklyn Osborne will go to their free throw line now.
Shooting two from the line, number four.
Brooklyn Osborne, her first free throw attempts, five fouls now on Brown City, and the first free throw no good by Osborne.
Checking in for the Tigers, number zero, Morgan Long, number two.
7.6 seconds to go here. Carroll still leading 9-2 after missing that first free throw. Second free throw attempt. That one up, and that one is good, making it 10-2. 7 seconds in counting. Brown City were trying to get a last second shot. 3 seconds, long shot for two. Hits the back of the glass, no good. And a last second shot, no good. After getting the rebound, put back attempt by number 32, Asia Kenna, no good. End of the first quarter, it's 10-2. Carroll Tigers with the lead. We'll be right back for the second quarter. Starting off the second quarter, both teams have traded shots with missed threes and two-point attempts. Carroll Tigers ball after a jump ball from the baseline, left side of the glass to throw it in. Inbounds to number zero in the game here, Morgan Long from number 11, Alexa Long. Back to number 13, Kaylee Garza. Long shot for three attempted by Morgan Long, no good. And taking the rebound in the paint defensively, number 32, Asia Kenna. Hands it off to Leisure. Leisure's ball is knocked loose, but picked up and saved. And left low block, wide open to number 24, Elena Solman. Good pass by Asia Kenna. And a rare set of points scored. 10-4 is your score. As Brown City gets the shot. 4-2. 10-4 is your score. Whistle's called. We'll have a foul now on Brown City. They had five in the last quarter. That's the first foul at the 6:38 mark. 10-4. Carroll with the lead. Have led throughout this whole game in this low scoring affair. Again, some more substitutions. Number two was in the game also for Carroll Tigers, Scarlett Fisher. And coming back in are the Geigers, along with number four on the floor, Brooklyn Osborne. With a dribble, number 11, Alexa Long into the paint, goes up for two. Shot is partially blocked by number four, Chloe Hayes. It'll be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Carroll Tiger ball. To throw it out for the baseline, right side of the glass, will be number four, Brooklyn Osborne. Osborne looking in, gets it into Geiger, Normandy to the left elbow, bounce pass to the right side, back over to Brooklyn Osborne. The ball is knocked out of bounds, but last touch after they're reaching it to prevent it from going out. And it will be Brown City Green Devils girls ball with 6.5 to go here in the first half. Full court pressure applied by the Carroll Tigers. Reaching in is Gwen Geiger, and trying to reach for it was number 10, Leisure, and she can't reach for it, but she did tap it. Last touches it is to go out of bounds, and it'll be Carroll Tiger's ball. Into the backcourt. Alexa Long from Gwen Geiger. Crossing the timeline, she does over the right corner to Normandy Geiger. A give and go to Gwen Geiger. Jump ball between number 10 and Gwen Geiger. She had her hands down. Tried to go up for a shot, but on her hands was number 10, Harley Leisure. So Brown City Green Devil ball after the jump ball call. Full court pressure applied. And getting crossing the timeline finally is Leisure. Ball is tapped away. Leisure recovers. Pick was set for number 24, Elena Solman, to help out the Brown City Green Devils. Going up for a jump shot, number four, Chloe Hayes goes up, but she will be fouled. That's the first foul now in the second quarter here for Carroll Tigers. And going for a shot, she was from the left lane. Number four, Chloe Hayes, and she'll go to the free throw line for her first free throw attempts. First free throw up and no good. That was the first free throw attempt in the first half for Brown City, and they missed that one. They need all the points they can get. They've got to make those free throws. Just 5:57 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw attempt, no good. Rebound Carroll Tigers. Kaylee Garza hands it off to Gwen Geiger, left side of the floor. Two, number four for three. Hits against the glass, no good, but put back by Normandy. No, her shot is blocked by Abby Stanley after the missed three-point attempt by Brooklyn Osborne. Last touch, no, it'll be a foul underneath the basket by Brown City for the second foul. I believe for Brown City. They got it wrong here in the glass here. Scorekeeper's table. Inbounds. Over to Gwen Geiger, has to give it away there. Back to Gwen Geiger, right wing, three-point range. She'll move into the high post, so look away past to Osborne, left side for three, hits the back of the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Carroll Tigers swings it in, but into the arms of Abby Stanley for Brown City. 10-4 is your score. Carroll steals it away, Alexa Long driving to the basket, up for two, no good. Abby Stanley gets the rebound for Brown City. Whistle is called. There'll be a foul called on Carroll.
On Tigers number 21.
So it'll be Brown City Green Devil ball. That's the third foul for the Carroll Tigers, apparently. Second foul, number 21, Gwen Geiger. Inbounds pass here for the Brown City Green Devils. Leisure with the dribble, number 10. Pass over to the left side to Stanley. Back to number 15, to number 24, and his shot is blocked. That was Elena Solman, and picked up by Normandy Geiger. She can't handle the dribble, over-dribbled, and it goes out of bounds. Normandy Geiger don't have the grades if they're seniors or sophomores on here. Inbounds pass to Harley Leisher for Brown City, number 10. Her ball is knocked loose, but she'll give it away to Stanley for three and hits the side. Putback attempt by number 24, Soman. Another putback attempt by Leanna Bowers. The whistle was called at the right corner. It looks like it went out of bounds. It'll be Brown City Green Devil ball. 4:38 to go in the second quarter. 10-4, the Carroll Tigers with the lead. Over to the left side. Carroll Tigers with it, number 13. Haley Garza to Brooklyn Osborne, right corner. Down to the right, low block up for two with the floater. First point scored by Carroll. 12-4, 4:16 mark. First point scored by the Carroll Tigers. Brooklyn Osborne with a floater. Knocked out of bounds by the Carroll Tigers on the attempt on Harley Leisher. Trying to come down for the Green Devils side of offense. Coming out to number two, Kyra Beamer, who was in the game for Brown City. Back in is Olivia Parr, number three. Harley Leisher inbounds pass to Stanley. Over to the left side, number 24, Elena Solman. Over to Bowers at the right wing. To the right corner, Parr for three. Hits the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Stanley last touches it. No, it looks like Carroll Tigers did underneath Brooklyn Osborne. And that will stay in favor of Brown City underneath their own basket from the left side of the glass. Stanley to throw it in. Abby for Brown City on their side of the floor. Got to get it in. She goes way up top to Lee Hannah Bowers. And over to Leisher at the right corner to the right wing. Dribbling up against and leaning in with a shoulder. Offensive foul. Frustration by number 10. Harley Leisher leans in with the shoulder and leans in and pushes a little too big comfort on number 13. Kaylee Garzon smiles and says, I'll take that foul. That's the second foul in Brown City and the second on Leisher. It's 12-4. Carroll Tigers with the lead in the second quarter. 3:37 to go and counting in the first half. Normandy Geiger hands it off to Garza. Over to Gwen Geiger, right corner. Back to the high post, driving the basket. Slapped out of bounds, deflected by Leisher as Normandy was looking for a shot in the middle of the paint with a floater. Inbounds pass, left side of the glass for Brooklyn Osborne to throw it in. Into the left corner. Back over to the left side to Long Aletza. And back to Osborne. Cross-court pass to Gwen Geiger. Shot for two inside the right, on the right side of the lane. No good. Rebound, Abby Stanley. Stanley with a dribble on the right side of the floor. All by themselves on the right side for two. Good. Brown City had all by themselves two players up front. It is 12-6. Timeout, Carroll. Will be right back here on WBGV 92.5. 3:03 to go. It's 12-6. Carroll with the lead in the second quarter. Coming out of the timeout, Brown City misses a shot. The last shot was by number 24, Elena Solman. Carroll Tigers loses the ball and gives it back to Brown City. Brown City with possession. Both teams missing shots. Block shot by Alexa Long on Leisher along with Geiger. And Carroll has the ball and takes possession. Long shot for three. Brooklyn Osborne hits the side of glass from the right wing. In the middle of the paint, swinging her arms and picking it up for the rebounds. Number 15, Leanna Bowers. Brown City with possession. 2 minutes to go in the game. In the first half, second quarter, it's 12-6. The foul is called on Carroll Tigers. And it will be the foul. Three fouls apiece for each team now. Carroll Tigers and Brown City with a foul. Inbounds pass for the baseline. Stanley inbounds way up top to the top of the point to number 15. Lee Hannah Bowers. Bounce pass back to Solman at the right low block. Bounce pass out to Leisha at the right corner to Olivia Parr, the right wing to the elbow. And back over to Solman to post up against the Geigers. Turns around, throws one up, no good. Rebound picked up by Alexa Long for the rebound for the Carroll Tigers. 12-6, 1:34 to go. Down at the right corner with a dribble, Brooklyn Osborne. Loose ball off her leg, but picked up and saved by the Carroll Tigers. throwing it in to Osborne and knocked loose and saved by Garza from going out of bounds. 3-point shot from the left. Good. Number 21, Carol Geiger with a 3-point shot to make it 15-6. 1:13 to go. Geiger with a 3-point shot. Turnover by the Brown City Green Devils. It'll be a foul, actually, on the Green Devils. It's number. So it'll be three fouls in Brown City, or was there four in Carroll? So the scoreboard doesn't really show it correctly here, so I'm not sure who got the foul. I think it was Brown City. Anyways, under a minute to go. Head fake for three. She'll drive to the basket. Garza misses it, but she'll get back the rebound to Alexa Long. She'll pull back out to the top of the point. And she'll make the dribble over to the right side and hands it off to Normandy Geiger. Back to Brooklyn Osborne. Kind of kill some time with 40 seconds to go here. Haley Garza with it. And over to Long in the middle of paint. Up for two. Draws the foul. She'll go to the line. Number two about to come in. Kyra Beamer. And number zero. Oh, actually, number zero, Morgan Long. And number two, Scarlett Fisher. Brown City will wait. And on the free throw line, number 11. That first free throw, no good. By number 11, Alexa Long. Now coming in is number two, Scarlett Fisher. And number zero, Morgan Long. In for Gwen Geiger to conserve her from fouling out as well. Second free throw attempt. After their first miss, that one is good. 16-6. Carroll with the lead, down to 30 seconds and counting. Over to the right side, number 22 with the ball. Knocked out of bounds by Garza, number 22 in the game here. Maddie Honey for the Brown City Green Devils. From the baseline, Abby Stanley to throw it in. Abby Stanley to the right side of the glass, to the high post, to Honey for three, hits the back of the glass for her 3-point shot. 16-9, Honey with a three with 13 seconds and counting, now under 10 for Carroll Tigers, looking at the clock, just try and wait for the last second shot. Garza with it with 3 seconds, loose ball, long shot blocked by Brown City, and now in the half, 16-9, the 3-point shot by Brown City to get back in it. By Maddie Honey at the half, 16-9 is your score. The Carroll Tigers with the lead. We'll be right back with your halftime report on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll get your halftime points and our commercials in on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's Carroll Tigers at the half leading 16-9 on WBGV. Streaming online and also at stanlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. We will be right back here. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Carroll Tigers holding control this game, but a 3-point shot near the end of the game at the 13-second mark left in the first half by Maddie Honey by the Brown City Green Devils got within seven. They're down 16-9 at the half. It was 10-2 at the end of the first quarter with Carroll Tigers leading. They have led throughout this whole game. At one point, they led 9-2, and now they at the half. At the end of the first, 10-2. Extending the lead at one point to 12-4 at the 4:16 mark in the second quarter. Well, Brown City kind of trying to get back in it. 16-9, Maddie Honey with that 3-point shot. Leading scores here in the first half alone for the Brown City Green Devils. Elena Soman with 4 points. That was in the second quarter. 2 points for Lehanna Bowers. 3-point shot by Maddie Honey. With 13 seconds left in the first half. Free throw shooting as well. Two free throw attempts for the Brown City Green Devils, and they are 0-2 of free throws. That's your leading scores at the half for the Brown City Green Devils. When we come back, we have the Carroll Tigers halftime leaders on WBGV, where the Carroll Tigers lead at the half in girls basketball district semifinal, or a second game of the night. Leading Brown City 16-9. The first game was won by the Sandusky Wolves, 42-25 over the Reese Rockets. Sandusky was here scouting. Looks like they are left the stands and head back home. You know, they have a school day tomorrow as well, and a little bit of a light practice, and come back here for Friday night to find out who they'll play. Of course, they'll be tuning in here on WBGV. We'll be right back here on 92.5 WBGV. 16-9, your scoring leaders for the half for the Carroll Tigers coming up. Welcome back here on WBGV. Second half action underway, folks, and scoring leaders here for the Carroll Tigers in a moment. Carroll Tigers open up a possession, up for two, misses that one. That was Kaylee Garza. Whistle was called to be a jump ball quickly like that. So we start our play here. Leading scorers right now for the Carroll Tigers. 6 points for Normandine Geiger. Brown City will come up possession of the jump ball. Layup up for two. And the underhand layup to open up the scoring at 16-11. Leisher makes the shot for two. 7.5 to go here. Carroll Tigers still with the lead by five, however. So 6 points for Normandine Geiger. 3 points on free throws for Kaylee Garza. Up for a two-point shot. Good. Alexa Long making it 18-11. 7:03 to go. And they extend their lead by seven once again. Three-point shot also made in the game by Gwen Geiger, her only points of the game. 1 point for Alexa Long, who just made a two-point shot. They make it, give her three now. Three also for Brooklyn Osborne for points. Free throw shooting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 attempts for Carroll Tigers. And they made five, so 5 of 8 in the free throw attempts in the first half. Turnover by Brown City, and it will be Carroll Tigers ball after the turnover by Brown City. 18-11 is the score. Carroll Tigers inside, shot for two inside. The short right wing goes out of bounds. Last touch by Brown City, and it'll still be Carroll Tigers ball. 6:41 to go here in the third quarter as we open things up. Normandine Geiger, the leading scorer in the first half, with 6 points for the Carroll Tigers. Right side, right low block for two by Normandine Geiger again, and misses that one. Rebound Brown City, 18-11, 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Abby Stanley with the dribble to the left wing, pitching it into the left elbow to the high post, to Leisher, to Solman, back to Leisher. Right side, up for two between two defenders. That one is deflected. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by the Carroll Tigers. Cindy Burton encouraging the team to stay with it. Still not out of the woods by far. 7 point lead here for the Carroll Tigers, 18-11 in the third quarter, 6:15 to go. Inbounds pass quickly, up for two from Maddie Honey into Leisher. She goes for the quick shot underneath the basket, left side in front of the rim, and she is fouled, and that's the first foul, and the third for Gwen Geiger. First free throw up, does not go in. .6:13 to go here. Second free throw is good, 18-11. Leisher making that free throw, the second, 18-12 is your score. Carroll with the lead by two possessions. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Knocked out of bounds by Brown City. Carroll Tigers will have possession. They are moving from left to right in your radio dial. Inbounds pass from the baseline to throw it in. That is Gwen Geiger in to Brooklyn Osborne. Osborne over to Normandy Geiger. Back over to Haley Garza to the top of the point. Just on the left side, over to the left corner to Gwen Geiger. Geiger back to Normandy at the left wing. Cross-court pass to Kaylee Garza. Garza up for two, right side of the glass. No good, last touched, apparently by Brown City. District semifinal, final score. Kingston over Peck, 69-20 to move on to the district championship game. Inbounds pass, knocked away by Honey, but saved by Carroll Tigers in inbounds. Hits the sideboard. Olivia Parr will get the rebound after the missed shot by Carroll Tigers. 18-12 is your score. 6-point lead for Carroll Tigers. Cross court pass to Honey, who made a 3-point shot for Brown City. Over to Olivia Parr, back to Honey. Honey into the paint, but goes into the hands and disrupted by Normandy Geiger with the steal for the Carroll Tigers. Cross court over to the right corner to Alexa Long. Attack in the glass. She is tripped up by Honey, and the foul will be on
Green Devils, number three.
Honey.
Her second, team first.
5:11 to go, 18-12. For the baseline, right side of the glass, to throw it in is Gwen Geiger. Over to the left corner, shot for three. Hits the rim, no good by Brooklyn Osborne. Misses it, but Alexa Long for the Tigers gets the rebound. Back over to Osborne, left low block. She'll make a dribble, loses a handle on the dribble, goes off, out of bounds, and it will be Brown City ball. Under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It is Brown City possession. Maddie Honey pitches it in to the right low block. Leisure back out to Parr for three. Hits the rim and no good. Rebound pulled down on the left side of the glass by number four, Brooklyn Osborne. Brooklyn Osborne pass over to number 13, Haley Garza. Back to Osborne, left side. Up top to Gwen Geiger. 4.5 to go. It's 18-12. Carroll Tigers with the lead. Back over to the right side to Long. Underneath the rim. Slams the rim on that pass. Comes right back down. It'll be a jump ball with Leisure and Long in possession. Now to Brown City with the turnover on the jump ball. Abby Stanley inbounds pass to Maddie Honey, number 32. Honey with the dribble at the point. 4:15 to go here.
Arms up.
Carroll Tigers with the lead, 18-12. To Stanley at the right wing. 3-point range, back to Honey. Honey open, look for three. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Norman Geiger, but the ball is loose. Picked up by Brown City. And we have a timeout call by Cindy Burton to keep possession underneath their own basket. We'll be right back. 18-12, 4 minutes to go in the third. Missed shot by Brown City. Carroll gets it back, but Brown City gets a steal back. With the steal and laying up for two, number 15 for the Brown City Green Devils. Leanna Bowers with the steal to make it 18-14. Up for two, Carroll Tigers to try to respond. No good by number two for the Carroll Tigers, Scarlett Fisher in the game. And that breakaway steal by number 15 by Bowers. With 3:25 to go, it's 3:19 to go now. After that timeout called by Brown City, after they missed a shot, Carroll got the ball. Brown City took it right back. Another steal tip here by Brown City, and they will have it. Leisure underneath with the steal and the inbounds pass attempt by Carroll Tigers. Parr with it. Over to number four in the game here for Brown City. Loose ball, save, up for two. Good by Leisure. It's 18-16, the comeback here by Brown City. 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Turnover by Carroll Tigers. Falling to the floor and gets up slowly. Letcha Long went over the head of Gwen Geiger. Turns the ball over and number two will come out. Kyra Beamer, that is number two Scarlett Fisher. And it's 18-16. Just like that, coming back. The Brown City Green Devils, and they have possession after the turnover by the Carroll Tigers to try to tie it up here with this possession. Stanley with the dribble over to the right side. Over to the right corner. Leisure with the ball. Bounce passing to post up Bowers. Her shot is blocked by Gwen Geiger. And Normandy Geiger smartly grabs the ball, throws it into the body on number four, Chloe Hayes, and it will be Carroll Tigers' ball as they fought for possession on the rebound and missed shot by Brown City. Carroll Tigers back with the ball. Crazy sequence here in the last couple minutes. 2:20 to go. It's 18-16. Carroll Tigers in the middle of the paint. Loose ball picked up. Kick ball by the Carroll Tigers or Brown City. We're going to see who has possession, and it would be Carroll Tigers with possession. Inbounds pass from the left sideline into Normandy Geiger, back to Brooklyn Osborne. Osborne at the point with the dribble. Over to the left side to Gwen Geiger. Geiger back over to Normandy Geiger at the top of the point to the left side to Kaylee Garza. Off her foot, she'll pick it up. Fighting for the rebound, stolen away. Layup for two. Leisure and fouled. Leisure is fouled. Ties it up 18-18. Number 10, Leisure gets the steal on the mishandle of the dribble. Gets up slowly, but she wants to stay in to try to get the three-point play after being fouled. It's 18-18. Timeout called by Carroll. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Carroll, Brown City ties it up 18-18. 1:54 to go. Leisure gets a steal. She is fouled after making a two-point shot after the steal with a layup. And she'll try to convert the three-point play with her free throw. First free throw, I believe, here in the second half for Brown City. It's 18-18, all tied up. Can she try to take the lead for Brown City for the first time in this game? First free throw up and no good. Rebound, fighting for it. Last touch by Brown City, so missed free throw. 18-18, all tied up with the Carroll Tigers and Brown City. Leisure misses the free throw. And it'll be Carroll Tigers ball to the high post, Gwen Geiger. Geiger at the high post, hands it off to Kaylee Garza. Over to Normandy Geiger down the right lane, will hold up to the right corner. And this is it off to Garza to the high post. Pulls out with 1:34 to go here in the third quarter. Pass over to the right corner. Back up top to Normandy Geiger. Swings it over to the left side, left wing to Garza. And a steal again. Just grabbing the ball and taking it away is Harley Leisure with the dribble. She'll go to the high post. Holds up. This is up to Staley for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Carroll Tigers. Brooklyn Osborne. Olivia Parr on defense. Bumps it to the body. Osborne pull away. Left side to the right corner and out of bounds. Looking for someone open. I do believe it was Garza looking for Long, and Long couldn't reach for it. With 1 minute to go here in the third quarter, 18-18. Both teams trade opportunities to try to take the lead in this third quarter. Stanley with the ball at the right wing. Swings it over underneath for right low block by Leisher. Misses a shot. We'll have a foul fighting for the rebound. It looks like Brooklyn Osborne pulled it down. We'll see who got the foul, and it will be on the Green Devils, number 10. That's the third team foul in the third quarter with 46.5 seconds to go. Inbounds pass. Brown City will pull back. 18-18, 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Alexa Lund over to Garza. Back up top to Gwen Geiger to the right side. Almost stealing it was Bowers. Brooklyn Osborne overlooked for three. Hits this back of the rim. No good. Fighting for the rebound is Normandy Geiger for the offensive rebound. Garza with it. Goes to the high post. Back over to Gwen Geiger with 20 seconds and resets. Reaching it with a steal. Bowers with the steal. Layup for two. Good. First lead of the game. Bowers. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass left side to tie it up. Good again. Garza to tie it up at the end of the third quarter. And turnover by Brown City with 0.2 seconds to go. So Bowers took the brief lead. And then with 4 seconds to go, another tie, 20-20. Inbounds pass to Carroll. Last second shot, no good. Shot is called off. 20-20 is the tie now. Brown City had that brief tie after Bowers got the steal, laid up for two. Our final frame coming up here on WBGV 92.5. It's 20-20 all tied up between Carroll Tigers and the Brown City Green Devils. We'll be right back. Exciting third quarter with the Brown City Green Devils tying it up as we get ready here for the fourth quarter. And a whistle was called as we open up the fourth quarter against the Carroll Tigers. 20-20, 7:57 to go, Brown City balls. We open up the fourth quarter, it's 20-20 all tied up. Brown City coming back to take a brief lead with 10 seconds to go. Carroll tied it up with a Garza shot with 4 seconds to go. Knocked out of bounds from behind by the Carroll Tigers on the Brown City Green Devils, moving from right to left in your radio dial and webcast stream. Our fourth quarter, it's 20-20 at one point, 16-9 at the half. And it was 18-11 with the lead for Carroll Tigers. Inbounds up top to number four, Chloe Hayes for Brown City. Posting up Leisher. Leisher draws the foul. She takes the shot for the right low block. Gwen Geiger commits the foul, and they're showing her how to block the ball, I guess. Trying to calm each other down, Normandy Geiger. Tell her to just raise those arms up, not down, and go into the free throw line for her free throw attempts here to try to take back the lead. That one no good, hits the brick. 20-20, free throw no good by Leisher. Four fouls on Gwen Geiger. She'll have to come out. Brooklyn Osborne comes in with 7:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's all tied up, 20-20. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, pulled down by Brown City. Up for two, right side. Harley Leisher with the assist from Chloe Hayes. Leisher takes the lead, 22-20 for Brown City. 7.5 to go in the game. Tipped away by Leisher. Saved from going out of bounds. Tries to throw it back in. And last touch by Brown City will go out of bounds. Carroll Tigers. So it will be Carroll Tiger ball. 22-20. Brown City with the lead. Hayes with the assist for Brown City. 22-20. 7:16 to go. And this is the longest time that Brown City has the lead, as Garza had made a two-point shot to tie it up again. Fouls committed by Brown City. Looks like Leisher got the foul. 7:07 to go. One foul apiece for each team here in the fourth quarter. 22-20. Brown City with the lead. Inbounds pass for the baseline. Got to get it in quick, and they do. The Garza. Garza goes right into the paint, lays it up for two to tie it up. Garza with back-to-back made shots and tied up twice already. And it'll be Brown City ball. Garza for Carroll to make it with another tie in this game. Abby Stanley over to number four, Chloe Hayes. Hayes goes to the right low block, tries to get it to Pony and into the arms of number zero, Morgan Long for the Carroll Tigers. Number 11 with the dribble, Alex Long. Long shot for three, good! From Alex Long to number zero, Morgan Long. And it's 25-22, Carroll with a three-point shot by number zero, Morgan Long, to take back the lead. 6:15 to go and counting. Leisha goes for a shot in the right low block. No fouls. The arms were down on her arms, apparently. Coach Burton is confused, and Leisha has four fouls. She'll have to come out. Wants to conserve her and not commit a foul on the defensive side, so she'll come back out. And it'll be Carroll Tiger ball into the pass from Alexa Long, the number four in the game. Brooklyn Osborne posting up right side. Garza! 27-22. Garza with another shot for two. Fed by Osborne to Garza to the right side of the glass. 5:46 to go here. Timeout called by Brown City. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, Brown City calling a timeout. They're down quickly by five as Garza tied it up. Three-point shot by Morgan Long to make it 27-22 after Garza made another two-point shot to make it 27-22. Brown City ball after calling a long timeout, posting up Bowers up for a shot. Her shot is blocked by Normandy Long, and Normandy gets the steal. Left to right, bounce pass to the right side. Alexa Long asking for it. Back into the hands though with a turnover there. Number four for Brown City, Chloe Hayes. Hayes up to Honey. The fans here wanted to travel up for two, no good by Elena Soman. Misses that shot. Rebound by the Carroll Tigers. And we have a double dribble on Carroll Tigers. Alexa Long couldn't handle it, mishandled it. And she turns the ball over and go back to Brown City. Substitutions, Olivia Parr coming in for number four, Chloe Hayes. Harley Leisher comes back in. She has four fouls, I believe, in the game so far. 5 minutes to go in the game. It's 27-22. A good five-point lead here for the Carroll Tigers against Brown City. Game two of our district semifinal. Up for two, Bowers after the pass from Staley. Down the baseline to the left side of the glass, and she draws a foul after the miss and goes for her free throws. We have two missed free throws for Brown City in the second half. And but on the free throw line on the charity stripe for her free throws is Bowers. First free throw up and no good. 27-22. 4:52 in the game. Misses the free throw. Second free throw attempt. That one is good. 27-23. Free throw good by Bowers. 4:52 and counting. Carroll with the lead by four. Two possession lead. Morgan Long with the ball. She made a three-point shot. Pass over to Haley Garza. She'll move to the point to the left side. Back up top to Alexa Long. Goes for three. Hits the back of the glass in the rim. No good. And Bowers, Lehanna Bowers, picks up the rebound. Over to Harley Leisher. Leisher to the right side, right wing. Hands it off to Olivia Parr to the right corner. She'll go in at the elbow. Takes a shot, deflected, but saved by Bowers. Bounce pass for Leisher. Leisher, the ball goes over her shoulder, not expecting it. And Coach Burton kind of talking to Parr, kind of said, you know, made a bad play there. Just can't do that with a mistake. 27-23, coming down to about 4:05 left in the game. Right side up, open! Brooklyn Osborne, Alexa Long finding her open, and gets a shot for two, 29-23. Osborne with the shot, with 3:55 to go and counting. Timeout call, Brown City. 29-23, six-point lead by Carroll Tigers in the fourth quarter, 3:50 to go. We'll be right back. Inbounds pass for Brown City, right sideline. Inbounds to Honey. Honey over to the right side to Leisher. Missed shot. Chloe Hayes goes for two, but a jump ball apparently after she took the shot. Coach Burton does not like that call. And it'll be Brown City ball, however, underneath their own glass. She wanted a foul, actually. It's 29-23 as long to Osborne for Carroll Tigers. Timeout call by Brown City to reset. Inbounds over to Leisher. Leisher is fouled after the inbounds from Maddie Honey. Down the left lane was Harley Leisher. She'll drive to the basket down the left lane and gets and draws the foul. Third foul for Carroll. Second foul for Normandy Geiger. Leisher on the free throw line. First free throw is good, much needed. Missed a couple earlier. 29-24, free throw by Leisher. 3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Brown City. Stanley Moore, two. No good off the rim. Last touch by Brown City. And a missed shot. And it'll be 29-24. 5-point lead here for Carroll Tigers with 3.5 to go in the game. With the dribble, Alexa Long for the Carroll Tigers. Over to the right side to Brooklyn Osborne, who made the last points for Carroll Tigers. Over to Alexa Long, left wing, to the left side, a low block. Tries to get it over to Normandy Geiger and hits the rim, and Brown City will pick it up. Olivia Parr with the ball over to Maddie Honey. She'll come across the timeline. No, she isn't yet, and she does to Stanley. Stanley with the dribble at the right wing. Hands it off to Chloe Hayes. Chloe drives into the middle of the paint. Back out, but ball is taken away by Alexa Long. Loose ball picked up and saved again by Alexa Long. We have a foul, Maddie Honey. That's going to be the second foul for Brown City to stop that clock. Alexa Long kind of limps up a little bit slowly. Try to shake it off from the sideline to throw it in will be Brooklyn Osborne. Number zero, Morgan Long will come out. Wayne Geiger comes back in. I do believe she has four fouls. Inbounds pass. Inbounds. Hands it off to Alexa Long. Over and back. I think they're looking at the wrong line here. Let me see what the officials are going to confer here. It's really hard to tell where is the timeline with the several different colors here. So we'll see what they do here, and they'll say over and back. They're going to give it over to Brown City, I think. Coach Jay Riley wanted a jump ball or to reset here. So it will be Brown City ball. Okay, I guess apparently there's an over and back on the inbounds on Carroll Tigers. A little bit of confusion. You're about to rewatch that video. 2:47 to go here. Brown City ball. They're down by 5, 29-24. Harley Leisher at the left corner. Moves over to the left side to the high post. To the right side now. Hands it off to Stanley. Stanley moves into the high post herself. Pitches it in to Chloe Hayes. Hayes can handle the pass to Stanley underneath the basket. And Brown City will turn the ball over. And it'll be Carroll Tigers ball. 29-24. 2:34 to go here. I like how Jay Riley is conserving his bigs out there. Gwen Geiger was pulled out when Carroll went on defense, and now they're on offense, so he puts her back in. With the dribble, Alexa Long dribbles over to left side, pick set by Gwen Geiger, back over to Osborne. Osborne saves it, long shot for two, no good. Rebound, Harley Leisher. 2:15 to go in the game. In the fourth quarter, 29-24, Olivia Parr with it. Back to Leisher. Over up top to Stanley for three, top of the point, misses it, goes out of bounds, saved. Stepping on the baseline, trying to save it was Chloe Hayes. Maddie Honey will come in with 2:05 to go in the game. 29-24, Carroll Tigers will have possession. And with the dribble, Alexa Long. Under 2 minutes to go. Carroll Tigers lead 29-24 against Brown City. Looking for Osborne, that last play from the top of the point down the right side of the glass. Knocked out of bounds by Brown City underneath the basket. Good little play there if they are able to get it open with the passing. Inbounds pass quickly in for two. Haley Garza. The inbounds pass from Geiger. 31-24 on the inbounds. Stolen by Carroll Tigers against Brown City with a steal. And Carroll Tigers has it. Alexa Long with the dribble, playing some keep away. Maddie Honey will go in with a foul to stop the clock. And it will be 1:31 to go here. That'll be the third foul for Brown City. And I think this was an intentional foul, apparently. So but this is a technical or intentional foul. So free throws by Alexa Long with her two free throws, apparently, as that was an intentional foul to stop the clock. First free throw up, no good. By Alexa Long, 31-24. Second free throw attempt, good. 32-24 now. Carroll Tigers with the lead with 1:31 to go. And it will be Carroll Tigers ball after the intentional technical foul with a free throw. So they'll get possession also. So costly foul there for Brown City as Maddie Honey was just trying to stop the clock. But she got called for the intentional technical. Inbounds pass right sideline into the backcourt from Haley Garza to Normandy Geiger. And number 15, Bowers, will bump into Garza to commit the foul to stop the clock. It's 32-24. 1:25 to go. That'll be the fourth foul for Brown City. One more foul, and Carroll Tigers will go to their free throw line. Inbounds pass, Haley Garza into the backcourt to Osborne, back to Garza. Garza swings it over to Normandy Geiger. They really don't have to shoot, they're leading by eight. 32-24 with 1:15 to go in the game. Over to Normandy Geiger. Alexa Long was open, a timeout. No, there'll be a foul. be a foul by Brown City, and that will be the fifth foul by Brown City. And it'll be on number four, Chloe Hayes of Brown City. So on the free throw line, number 25, Normandy Geiger for Carroll. First free throw up and good. 33-24 free throw by Normandy Geiger with 1:11 to go in the game. Five fouls for Brown City. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound Brown City, 33-24. Carroll with the lead. To the right corner to Leisure. Over to Stanley at the point, to the high post. Hands it off to Leisure. Leisure almost loses it. Under a minute to go in the game for three. Leisure hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Alexa Long and Normandy Geiger. Over to Osborne. Cross court to the left corner to Garza. Back to Long. Foul committed by Hayes. And it looks like Garza got hit pretty hard in a bump on the side of her, I would say, abdomen area, or maybe in her stomach. Got a little bit of wind knocked out of her. Jay Riley having some words and said that should have been a foul, but there is a foul. There's six fouls in Brown City. On the free throw line, Alexa Long with 41 seconds to go, and she makes that free throw. 34-24 now. 10-point lead with 41 seconds to go in the game. Number five coming in. Miley Bowers getting some minutes or seconds here on the floor. Second free throw attempt. Good. 35-24. Timeout called by Jay Riley. 41 seconds to go. 35-24. Carroll Tigers with a lead. We'll be right back. On the inbounds pass for Brown City, making a shot for Brown City. Looks like number 24, Solman, makes a shot for two, making it 35-26. Foul by Brown City, however, on the ensuing play by Carroll Tigers. Inbounds pass with 15 seconds to go. First free throw up and good. 36-26. The free throw good by Alexa Long after Brown City made their two-point shot. With 15 seconds to go here in the game, it's 36-26. A final, Deckerville over Owengage, 54-12. Yale wins over Croswell Lexington tonight as well. Tonight in girls basketball, 38-24. Second free throw up, good by Carroll, 37-26. Another timeout by Jay Riley to get some players in the game. We'll be right back. Inbounds pass for Brown City with the dribble. Up for three, long shot by number five with a miss. Down to 7 seconds, whistle was called. Last touch by Carroll Tigers. As Carroll Tigers bring in some role players here, as well as Brown City, number 22 in the game here to throw it in for Brown City. Maddie Honey, and long shot for Honey, misses that one. Still in the game, misses that shot, grabbing the rebound. Number 30, Lila Woodall, and that's your final score. 37-26, Maddie Honey misses that three, and that's going to be a final. 37-26, Carroll Tigers win over Brown City to move on to the district championship game against the Sandusky Wolves Friday night. We'll be here for that game, folks. Our post-game report come your way. It's 37-26, an exciting third quarter at one point, but Carroll Tigers stuck with it and clawed their way back to take the lead. To win 37-26, and they were not possessed by the Green Devils. The exorcism has been won, and Carroll Tigers will go against the Sandusky Wolves on Friday night. We'll be right back. 37-26, Carroll over Brown City. Our post-game report here on WBGV 92.5. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. A great win here for the Carroll Tigers to pull away in the fourth quarter, the win 37-26 against the Brown City Green Devils. Give credit to the Brown City Green Devils coming back in the third quarter there at one point. They tied it up when they were down 16-9 at the end of the half. It was 18-11 at the 7-minute mark in the third quarter. And then they clawed their way back, kept coming back. Brown City just scratching their way back and get to tie it 18-18. Leisher making a shot to tie it up. She was fouled also, missed a free throw to try to take back the lead. But then Bowers had a steal up for the two. They had that lead with 10 seconds to go, 20-18. But Garza answers back to tie it up at the end of the third quarter, 20-20. And then we open up the fourth quarter. Leisha Mason, two free throws to try to take back the lead at the 7:43 mark to open up the fourth quarter. And then Brown City Hayes over to Leisha with an assist at 7.5 minute mark, 22-20, with Brown City leading briefly before at the 6:58 mark. Garza ties it up with a two-point shot, 22-22. In the fourth quarter. Then a big three-point shot by Morgan Long with 6:15 to go to take the lead 25-22. And that's where Carroll held on to the lead. Garza also making a two-point shot, making it 27-22 with 5:46 to go. Missed free throws by Bowers also, back-to-back for Brown City. Lehanna Bowers, and then that was around the 4:52 mark. Osborne making another two-point shot. Long to Osborne underneath the basket, right side of the glass, 29-23. Free throw by Brown City to make it 29-24, but Osborne and Long kept eyeing each other, making the connection. Extending their lead 32-24 with 1.5 to go as time came off the clock, a lot of stoppage, and by then Carroll Tigers kept extending their lead with some free throws, making 50% of them, and taking the win 37-26 with your final score. Leading scores here for the Brown City Green Devils. We'll take care of this right now. 10 points for number 10, Harley Leisher, a sophomore, by the way. 7 points for Lehanna Bowers, number 15, the senior. This is her final game, unfortunately. 6 points for Elena Soman, who made some key points also in that third quarter. And in the first half as well. She made 2 points in the fourth quarter. She had 6 points in the game and 3 points. A three-point shot by Maddie Honey at the end of the half to make it 16-9. Free throw shooting kind of tough here for the Brown City Green Devils. 11 free throw attempts. They made 3 out of 11. So you take all that 8 points and you put it back into factor here, would be a different game. Well, those are your leading scores for Brown City. When we come back, we'll have the Carroll Tigers leading scores and their free throw attempts. I know they had a lot in this game. We'll also have some remarks from Mike Gallagher, who is here also from the Sand Lake County News. Again, the final score, 37-26, Carroll Tigers over Brown City in the district semifinal. We'll be right back. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Our second game of the doubleheader, the Carroll Tigers over the Brown City Green Devils, 37-26. Leading scorers for the Carroll Tigers. Kaylee Garza with 11 points. It was pretty spread out here by the Carroll Tigers as well. 8 points for Alexa Long. 7 points as well for number 25. That's Normandy Geiger. With 7 points. 5 points also for Brooklyn Osborne. 3 points apiece for Morgan. Long had that three-point shot in the fourth quarter to extend her lead. Three also a three-point shot by Gwen Geiger. She only had 3 points in the game, but she did all the dirty work underneath with the boards and defending and just passing the ball around as well. So again, your leading score, 11 points for Kaylee Garza. For the Carroll Tigers, free throw shooting, 18 attempts, 11 of 18 for free throws, and a big key there, 11 free throws, you take away 11, and you're back down to 26 points there. Mike Gallagher, how you doing?
Good, Eddie. How are you doing, buddy?
Good game here. You know, this was going to look like it was Carroll was going to just kind of hold this lead strong there at 1 point, 6-9, maybe chip away. It was 18-11, but give credit to Brown City to scrap right back to tie it up, 18-18. And then a 20-20 tie by Carroll in that third quarter. Crazy third quarter there. First part of the fourth quarter also was still close, but Carroll Tigers started to push back and, you know, extended their lead here, finding some open shots underneath. Just a lot of turnovers, a lot of fouls also, but free throw shooting 11 of 18 for the Carroll Tigers, and that was a key.
Yeah, that's pretty good. For Brown City, I think it was pretty important in the first half that they didn't let Carroll get too far ahead, because Brown City did struggle a little bit offensively in the first half, you know, only scoring 9 points, but you're still within striking distance when it's 16-9. And, you know, they got the momentum at the end of the third quarter there. I thought Coach Burton did a great job defensively. I don't know if you noticed, they had Chloe Hayes face guarding the Carroll point guard. And I think for a little while that caused Carroll some problems. And that gave Brown City an opportunity where Harley Leisure and Leanna Bowers were able to come away with some steals, where Carroll didn't have the ball in the hands of their primary ball handler. So a great coaching adjustment from Coach Burton. But then, you know, kudos to Jay Riley. That was a great fourth quarter. You know, they grabbed the momentum fairly quickly. And I think it was important Carroll tying the game at the end of the third quarter there, because Brown City did have the lead, but it was for maybe 10 seconds. You know, they go up 20-18, then Carroll comes right back down and ties it up right at the end of the third quarter. So I think that was very important. But, you know, great game, good season for Brown City. The three seniors played their last game tonight. That'd be Leanna Bowers, Abby Stanley, and Asia Kenna. So, you know, great careers for them. You know, we get Carroll Sandusky again. That was a pretty good game at the end of the regular season there.
That was last week, too.
That was last week. Yeah. And
preview there. So
it'll be interesting to see, you know, how much Al showed Jay and how much Jay showed Al in that last regular season game, because I think both of them, I don't want to say assumed, but they probably had a good feeling that they'd be seeing each other again on Friday night. And, you know, the first time around, that was a great game. Sandusky got out to an early lead, but Carroll battled for the rest of the game. So I think, you know, it could really go to anybody. But, you know, obviously Sandusky has Al DeMott, and they win the district title quite often. So.
All right, 37-26, your final score, Carroll over Brown City. When we come back, we'll allude a little bit more to that game. You got some other scores to pass along also for us. Our last commercial break here in our post-game report. Mike Gallagher from the San Lake County News. I'm Eddie Fury from San Lake Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5. Carroll over Brown City, 37-25. The earlier game in game one, it was Sandusky over Reese Rockets, 42-25. So the rematch from the end of the regular season, Carroll Tigers against the Sandusky Wolves at Vassar High School. We'll be right back. All right, there's about five people left in this gym. And
they're going to turn the lights off,
yes.
Eddie. So
okay, back here. Again, our game two of the district semifinal. The Carroll Tigers getting the win over the Brown City Green Devils, 37-26 in high school girls basketball, Division III, District 95. District semifinals here at Vassar High School. A shout-out to Will Germain, great host here, up here in the this nice gym. I haven't been here since they did the remodeling here with the new bleachers.
It's very nice, yeah. I was feeling a little bit nostalgic. I kind of liked the gym the way it was before. But
yeah. They still have the student section seating underneath the basket.
Yep. But, hey, way better pictures, the light. And
So
I'll take it, yeah.
Early game also, Sandusky over the Reese Rockets, 42-25. The rematch at the end of the regular season, it is the Carroll Tigers against the Sandusky Wolves here at Vassar High School Friday night. We'll be back here 6:30 p.m. for the pregame, tip-off at 7 p.m. We have other final scores here. I know Deckerville won big over Owen Gates, 54-12. Will they be taking on Ubley?
They will be taking on Ubley.
Wow.
Ubley sneaks past North Huron, 28-21. So we get the rematch we've been waiting for. And I really hope the Eagles are ready this time. I think this is the year. I've said that the past couple years, but I really hope they get past Ubley this season, because we've talked about it. They went out and they tested themselves this year. They played Sandusky. They played Marlette. They played Harbor Beach. They played Ubley. So they went out and challenged themselves this season, because they knew they were gonna. They knew there was a good chance they would see Ubley again in the finals. So
that's in Division Four, by the way.
That's in Division Four. That'll be in North Huron on Friday night.
So. Third straight year for this Division Four district title now, huh?
Yep.
Matchup between those two teams.
Yep.
Okay. Elsewhere.
So at halftime, Cass City is up on Bad Axe, 25-11.
Start?
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marlette beats Mayville 54-51, so they advance to the Division IV finals, where they will face Kingston. The Cardinals defeated Peck 69-20.
Happy to be here. I know that.
Yeah.
In that game.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be a good matchup. I hope Marlette can give them a battle.
They're a good team.
Marlette's a very
good
team.
It's got to come together here.
Marlette's a very good team, but we've talked about it all season. We have some good teams around here. I think Marlette's a very good team. I think Sandusky's a very good team, obviously. I think Croslex is a very good team, but Kingston is just at that higher level.
Yeah.
But again, Marlette, they got a lot of seniors. They had a nice performance against Mayville, so we'll see. That one's also at Marlette, so advantage there, maybe.
Yeah.
And then in Division II, the Yale Bulldogs defeat Croslex 38-24. So
that was from Jeff Coles. I know he tweeted me or Facebook messaged me about that score. I'm going to pass it along in our TSA thread.
Yeah,
our Thumb Sports Writers. Yeah, thank you. He is the athletic director at Croswell also, so he made that trip for that.
Yep.
I see Harbor Beach.
Oh,
won.
Yeah, sorry. Harbor Beach beat USA 41-37, so they will play the winner of Cass City Bad Axe.
You know, USA played really strong late in the season.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
They really beat some teams in surprising there, and they made things tough in the Greater Thumb West. But made things tough on Harbor Beach, but Harbor Beach survives. And move on to this district championship game against who? We're waiting on that.
Yeah, they will play the winner of Cass City Bad Axe, and right now it looks like that'll be Cass City. So.
Okay, you think it is?
Well, they're up 25-11 at half.
Hey,
so.
We thought this was a big
You're right,
meeting.
you're right.
You don't know. That's on Thumb Chugger Sports, I believe, or
is it
or Scotty B, one of them two.
Nope,
or both.
JB's on that one, yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
I think it was John Crazier, it sounded like.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So that game's still underway. Maybe I'll catch the end of it in the car here as we wrap things up here. Thank you, Mike Gallagher.
Thank you, Eddie.
All right, and we have our Thumb Sports Writers Media Association meeting tomorrow. You folks cannot know. It's at a secret location. We'll leave it at that. But excited about the meeting to see everybody. It's rare that we get everybody together in one room and say hello. So,
yeah, it'll be fun. We got lots to talk about. We got lots to discuss. Team of the year for boys and girls, player of the year, defense player of the year, coach of the year, and then, of course, our all-thumb teams. So should be a fun day as long as Eddie is able to control himself.
Yes, I will try. And
we have to go back to work tomorrow, Eddie.
Yes, we do. We do have a game on Friday night here. It's the Carroll Tigers taking on the Sandusky Wolves. In the last meeting, two teams, Sandusky won last week on the 29th of February, 46-32. A loss for Carroll. Sandusky wins that one. And now they meet up here in the district championship. How sweet would it be? I mean, this happens sometimes. You lose in a regular season, and then you get them back in the districts. Look what Cass City did against Harbor Beach from the regular season loss.
Yep.
Again, in the last-second shot for boys basketball.
Yep.
On a last-second shot after a steal. Maybe Carroll Tigers can pull the same thing off, and I would say pull off an upset.
Well,
maybe against Sandusky. They are capable. They looks like they had the right players out there.
Absolutely. And when they played in the regular season, at the end of the third quarter, Sandusky was only up by five, sorry, doing quick math. 31-26 going into the fourth quarter. Sandusky was able to take control of the game, but hey, if you're Carroll, you got to feel pretty good about where you were at in that game. And if you can finish, you have the opportunity to come away with the title.
We'll be here for that game. Pre-game starts at 6:30 p.m. Tip off at 7 o'clock. For the district championship game, it'll be the Carroll Tigers up against the Sandusky Wolves here at Vassar High School. Again, thank you to Will Germain for hosting us here. We'll be back here Friday night here on 92.5 WBGV. You know, the key thing about that game also, so late in the season, is still fresh in Carroll's minds, still fresh in Sandusky's minds on what they need to do to improve from that game, whoever won or lost in that game.
And Carroll had to go to Sandusky for that game. Yeah. As we all know, that's a tough thing to do. So
neutral site here at Vassar High School come Friday night. All right, thank you for tuning in for high school basketball action, the MHSAA playoffs. Thank you, Mike Gallagher.
Thank you, Eddie.
We wrap things up here on WBGV 92.5. Thank you for tuning in.